We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, no one cares about your fantasy football team, but we do today. So you can text in your defeats or your great wins over your friends right now, 877-881-1053. But right now, let's go talk with our good friend from DallasCowboys.com, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey,
I'm here.
Interesting morning this morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm great right now. Mike's back. Kevin will be back tomorrow, so everything's going great.
Kevin still quit on us.
Huh? Well, he said I deserve this vacation for having to deal with you and Mike all the time. Yeah. So I was like, all right, that's fair enough. Now, this morning, I don't know if you have heard, but Jerry Jones was a little curt with our morning show.
Kurt?
Yeah, I was a little short with him, if you will. Actually, he was long. But you've been around him for quite some time. Do you feel like he's feeling the pressure of this, of what just happened in that game?
No, I don't know pressure. I mean, he's been through a lot, right? This isn't something new. It may be raw that it kind of just happened. But, yeah, I've seen Jerry in a lot of different situations when he first bought the team and as he kind of gravitated into the job. I just think you need to understand a lot of times he's the smartest guy in the room.
Mm. And
you're not going to fool him.
Okay.
Right? And so, yeah, I think he understands, you know, what's going on. He understands, you know, how it's gotten to this point. But again, like I keep saying, I always ask, what did people think this team was going to be this year before the season started?
I kind of gave them 11 wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I gave them 10.
Okay.
I saw a lot of people, 8 and 9,
yeah,
9 and 8.
There was a lot of that. And there was a lot of looking at this thing going, man, they're short some talent in a lot of areas.
Well, it's not so much they were short in talent in a lot of areas. It was they had a lot of talent in young areas.
Yes.
And then you incur injuries, right? And you don't have enough salary cap space to, you know, kind of significant or try to, you know, there's this idea that if you sign free agents, then that solves everything, right? Because you're always going to be right signing somebody another team didn't want. But then there's also the problem of depth on how deep can you go, right? And it happens all over the league. Injuries, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there's karma in this league. Go check in Detroit here. Losing two defensive linemen in that game, see how they compensate for it. So you better, you know, not get carried away with dancing on someone else's grave because your house has got a lot of glass in it to start. So, but I think you have to factor in, and no one's doing that. Do you know how good Eric Kendricks was playing?
I mean, he was fantastic up until he wasn't there on Sunday.
And do you think that made a difference?
To what?
A little bit.
Oh, for the team?
Yes.
I mean, there've been times when I've seen this defense, I've been like, oh man, if the defensive tackles were better,
right,
Eric Kendricks would have been better in this game.
But he was pretty good.
He was still pretty
good.
Games, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And now he's not there. You
still?
You,
is that a still, Mickey?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to play this week.
Yeah,
so
I guess
he's still not.
Yeah, I guess he is. Okay.
We'll find. I mean, you know, next week we'll see just where it's going. But I mean, you had you know, arguably 7 starters missing on defense. 7, and you know, 2 of them were 3 of them were Pro Bowlers last year, right? So it does make a difference. Now, I can't excuse what happened offensively. They got to be better, right? They needed to be better. That's what was going to save the day against a defense that predictably was going to give up 30 points.
Yeah.
And they weren't better offensively. And that's where You know, I think the questions, you know, need to be asked, like, well, what happened? Why is that happening? You still got Dak. You still got CD. You know, the running backs are good enough if the offensive line is good enough, and it wasn't. It got overrun. And that creates all the problems. You can have all, you know, I've always said this about the alternative leagues. You can have all the offensive talent you want, but if you don't have a efficient, proficient offensive line, none of that talent's going to show up. And I still think that they are having problems on the offensive line. And until that gets fixed, it's hard to say, okay, now we, you know, the other guys can fix this offense. You got to be able to block. You got to be able to protect. And those two things did not happen in that game whatsoever.
Yeah. No, I mean, I talked with Steven yesterday. I was like, this Zach Martin probably had the worst game I've ever seen him have, personally. He's just always been so damn consistent, Mickey. And and there were a couple moments I was like, oh, no. And Steven said, look, he had a bad week of practice. He wasn't able to practice and had a rough week trying to get out there, and then he got out there.
See, normally he has Wednesday off. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not off, but he's out there. He's just not taking part.
Veteran
in
Wednesdays.
Team. Yeah. Well, he had Veteran Thursday and probably Veteran Friday. And I don't know what happened on Saturday. So, some of that matters. And then, you know, when you shuffled the left side, and we'll see where that one goes going forward, you know, you got two rookies playing next to each other, left tackle. Well, Bass is not a rookie, but he might as well be from an experience standpoint, right? And Beebe next to each other, and you got your Pro Bowl left guard switching outside to tackle. Now, I thought he did a commendable job the two games that he was forced into doing that, but it's a five-man deal. It's not just one guy. It's a, you know, a coordination of five people, and they haven't been able to do that for the last couple of weeks. So no excuses. I'm just stating facts, and you can take with what you want with the facts, however you want to turn it. But you know, just throwing stuff out there, you got to be careful.
So,
and it's only six games into the season, by the way.
And with only these six games, Mick, I'm just going off of what I'm seeing. I think the NFC is the worst it's ever been in the history of my lifetime. I think that it's a very down conference when I look at San Francisco. Now, you just mentioned Detroit. How is Detroit going to be great in the playoffs if Aiden Hutchinson isn't going to be there? And maybe his leg heals faster than I think.
It's not going to, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
When you
and
have
so,
two broken bones in your leg, that ain't happening.
All right, so I get Minnesota's 5-0, good for them. But I look at the Cowboys, and they have flaws, and you just mentioned the offensive line. So here's my question, trying to be optimistic, asking a question here. What's the percentage that they can actually get good this year? Like, what? Like, how much better can they get? Where can they be at the end of the year?
I think you can improve. I think there's some talent there. I think there's talent on this offense, and I think it can improve. Now, how much, you know, look, a rookie, you know, eight games, 10 games into a season, I think all of a sudden now you've got some experience, and you can improve the more you play together on that offensive line. And if that takes place, then the quarterback gets better, the running back gets better. Oh, the wide receiver gets better too. So I think the talent is there. There's a reason why, you know, it was their decision to go with rookies on the offensive line.
That
right?
is true.
And so now you got to live with the growing pains, and there'll be growing pains. But you know, let's see what happens after they grow and if it indeed gets better. But it has to get better to get this offense functioning well, because if one part's not working, then the other part, probably the quarterback, starts taking chances he doesn't need to take chances, or he starts pressing, or he's got the clock in his mind that I don't have time to look here, and then go there. I look and I got to go. And that's the mistake. And he admitted it on the interception in the end zone on Sunday. He needed to hold that cornerback in the flat where Jalen Tolbert was. And when he didn't even look there, he got in a hurry. And Branch said, oh, he's not throwing it there. I'll just drop back and get into double coverage, and ends up with an interception. Had he thrown the ball, had he looked and thrown and see how open Tolbert was, he was going to at least get the first down. He might have had a touchdown because Branch had dropped that far off into the end zone. But in his mind, he got in a hurry. And there's reasons why I think he got in a hurry.
Mick, if you were asked this question yesterday, I apologize. Also, I'm going off of not watching the games because I've been in Italy. So,
darn, you didn't take me with.
I know. Now, it sounds like, here's my question. It sounds like for me, looking on Twitter when I got back yesterday and stuff, people are disappointed with Trayvon Diggs this year. Is it because of the injury and he's just going to have one of those years where it's almost like a recovery year? Or where are we at with Trayvon Diggs in your eyes?
Yeah, I think he's still got a ways to go. I think he has confidence in himself. But again, these are the first games he's played since, what, the second week of the season last year? It didn't play any preseason games, right? Which is another discussion on another day on what that's doing to not only the Cowboys, but every team in this league, right? Did you guys watch that game last night?
Yeah.
It was almost unwatchable, right?
I liked it early. I thought it was fun early, but then it did bog down.
Kind of bogged down, right?
Yeah.
Unless you love Hail Marys.
That Hail Mary was kind of dope. That
but
was
no,
awesome.
I'm saying, yeah, I think it, I mean, we were giving Terrence Steele last year the benefit of doubt, right? Coming back off of his ACL. Now, were you concerned with his coverage? Because he did get beat a couple times on across the field. Or were you concerned that, you know, he didn't tackle as well as he should have?
Sometimes
probably
it is
both.
yeah the Olave one stands out in my mind against the Saints for sure,
but again, for some of the coverage things, when you're not getting pressure on the opposing quarterback, mm-hmm. and you can run from the right slot all the way to the left edge, cornerbacks are going to get beat. I don't care how, you know, if they got that much time to throw, the best DB in the world's not going to be able to cover that far across the field. The tackling, yeah, he could have been more aggressive. I get it. Too much arm tackling, you know, for my liking. So I would think maybe after a bye, he gets some rest and kind of look at things. Maybe, you know, he picks it up. But he can be better, absolutely.
All right, Mickey, thank you for your time today, good sir. I know Zim's talking, coordinators are talking, so I look forward
to... I better hurry up and get over there.
Yeah,
you never know who might be saying, who's asking the questions.
All right, Mickey, have a good one, man.
See ya.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan. I just got this note from Tom Pelissero. Thank you, Alec Medford. Steelers plan to give Russell Wilson first-team reps in practice this week, putting him in line to make this season debut and start Sunday night against the Jets. So we'll see how that all shakes out here in the near future, and we'll have more updates on that. I did see Mike Zimmer said that maybe he panicked a little early on some play calls, and then he said once things get rolling, they just steamroll for this team right now. So defensively, he thinks that there's a lot more that they have to do to improve, and I think every fan out there feels the exact same way. All right, coming up next, it is time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus landfill lawsuits next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And man, is the Jerry news that what happened with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton this morning, is that distracting from he could have gotten Davante Adams for a conditional third? I mean, like, or, you know what? Maybe we couldn't have done that anyway because draft picks are very important when you're trying to rebuild a team. Right now, it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
I'm not even on the morning show, and my phone has been in shambles.
Mine too.
People just asking, what in the world happened? I'm like, hey, the Odyssey app is available. Go listen to it. It's up on the podcast page as well. So 105throughthefan.com if you want to revisit that. I'm sure we're going to hear more of it throughout the rest of the day as well. But yeah, it's been a fun morning, guys. It's been a fun morning. But our badges worked because I did get in right after the interview. So I was like, okay, I think I got here in a good time. Mm-hmm. So badge still works, at least for today. And I'm very happy for that. But I do feel like for AM on the FM today, we do need a bit of a palate cleanser after some chaos and negativity. So
Mike knows all about palate cleansers after going to Italy.
Some palate cleansers.
Oh, really? Okay.
So long meals.
It's good
when you're on vacation. If you actually had a schedule there, you're like, I got to eat quicker. But when you're like, lunch, 2.5 hour lunch, sounds like a plan.
That sounds lovely. If you're asking me, I have about 5 minutes for lunch during this time slot. But John Cena has an incredible perspective on life in general. But I want to play this sound to set up the question of the day today. That's going to be a bit of a palate cleanser. He was on a Twitch stream with a very popular content creator, Kai Cenat. And you probably might not recognize the name, but you've seen clips of him all over the place. He is the most popular streamer in the world. And he collaborated with McDonald's to unveil the Chicken Big Mac. And this is part of that marketing. They got John Cena on his stream to help promote it. But he was there for a few hours just hanging out, dancing, having fun, but doing what I think he does best outside of the wrestling ring, which is just giving perspective on life. And one of the guys there asked him, like, do you ever fall out of love with what you do? You know, wrestling for 20 plus years now, acting all the time. Like, do you ever find yourself falling out of love? And he gave a really nice lengthy explanation, but here's the heart of the point where he's just talking about a really good perspective on life.
I used to think I was put on earth to be a wrestler. That was it. I was put on earth to be a WWE superstar. And then I started doing a little bit of acting, and I'm like, oh, no, it's easy. I'm a storyteller. No, I'm a human being, breathing air like everybody else. And I'm significantly insignificant. I'm a grain of sand on a beach in a pale blue dot out in the middle of nowhere. I just want to be useful. Life, to me, is a gift. And, dude, I have, in my tenure, I understand. I have been given lottery ticket after lottery ticket after lottery ticket. I am lucky. I understand my luck, and I try to live each day grateful for the luck. So when the sun goes down, I look at what I did for the day, even if it's relax. Did I earn the sunset? Some days I don't, and I motivate myself to try to do it again, but most days I do. And that's my sense of purpose. So now I have what makes me happy. And I can chase those things. And that's what makes the ride super fun, man, to me.
He is one of the best orators that I've ever heard. And he's just an incredibly positive human being. But something I took away from that is, did you earn the sunset? I think that's a question I'm going to start asking myself every day. But he did mention gratitude in there. So 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. I just want to know something you're grateful for today. Even if it's today only, if it's something small, if it's something massive that's going on in your life. It could be Mike being grateful for all the carbs that he ate in Italy.
Man, there's a lot.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Or it could be just grateful that you woke up today. I just want to know something that you're grateful for today, right here at 11:27 a.m. Central Time. Because, you know, the Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube ranges everywhere. We are worldwide here at the Fan, but I want to know something you're grateful for.
I'll start off because that spoke to me, because I thought my goal in life, major goal in life, was to be a Major League Baseball player from the age of about 5 years old that I can remember. That was what I wanted to be. And so I ended up becoming that. Now, I wasn't very good at it. I wanted to also be really good at it, and I wasn't. And I thought that my purpose, just like John Cena said, in a way was like, my purpose is baseball. That's my true love. That was everything to me. And somewhat to this day, in a way, in a positive and negative way, has been. But then I realized as I got close to the finish and then really finished and then messed up in my life, like publicly messed up in my life a few times, like that people know of. I've messed up a lot more times. But I was like, God didn't create me just to be a baseball player. There's no way that that's the only thing he created, whether it's Tiger Woods, whether it's Michael Jordan, whether it's a Shlomo like me, you know, like, or Shlomo Glickstein. Like, he probably wasn't created just to be a tennis player. So God does have a purpose for you. And then he uses these blessings and gifts for John Cena. It's wrestling. And then through wrestling, how am I using my gifts? So I just love that he actually, it's a different way that he spoke about it. But like, what are your gifts that God has given you? Are you taking advantage of, taking advantage might sound weird, but how are you using those gifts? And then your purpose on this earth, John Cena talking about making this place a better place for other people, for helping out other people, making sure that he got the most out of his day. That just really spoke to me on God created me for a reason. And what is that reason?
Yeah, man. I think there are a lot of times you wake up and you kind of confirm with yourself that you've done something right. And you kind of have to tell yourself that you've done something right too. To make sure. I think the thing that I'm grateful for is over the last few months, I've established a better relationship with my kids than I've ever had. And maybe it's because they're cooler too now. But Carter has, he's in football and he wants me to take him to the football field and throw the football with him. Avery never wanted to throw the ball with me. Carter never wanted, Lucy was the only one that ever wanted to throw the ball. I love playing catch. Mike, if we go to spring training and you want to have a catch, I love catch. I really do. The day that you and I got to go out at Frisco Ballpark and throw out there, I had a blast with you. I had an absolute cool blast. It was so much fun. Almost hit Chuck Greenberg, but it's okay. But I just love the
where's Chuck Greenberg?
Yeah, exactly. What's he doing? But the relationship with my oldest too, as he's getting more mature and going through other things with girlfriends and stuff. The relationship that I'm growing between my kids and me right now is my favorite thing. And I never really expected this part of it because we've been through a lot as a family. And I'm seeing them grow into good people. So I'm really today grateful for that.
And just speaking from the younger end of that spectrum, I can say that comparing it to your experience with your kids, I feel like as I got older and got closer to adulthood, I got closer to my dad. And I started realizing those things. I was like, dang it. Well, I'm not like, you know, 3.5 feet tall anymore. So some of this doesn't make sense anymore. But, I definitely feel like he's almost like one of the boys now more than he is my father, because I go to him for everything now. Like anytime, rough day at work, rough day when I was in college, at school, he was the guy I vented to. And we could just be like, oh, man. And he could be like, back in my day, hit me with one of those and tell me a good story. Like, I've been there before. So those coming of age moments are really nice. And I appreciated them when I was like back into high school. That was really nice for me because I felt that connection really growing. And now more so that I'm an adult and I can appreciate the sentimental value in those things. So that's really nice to hear, Corey. I really enjoy that. From the 817, Corey is so grateful to have so many tables in his house.
A lot of tables.
Yeah, a lot of tables.
Still have a lot of tables too.
I like this from Daniel in Dallas in the 469. Grateful for the good bike ride that I got this morning. Something just to start the day off right. Even if you had a really good breakfast, you know, that's something to be grateful for. Saw from the 817, grateful to have a roof above my head, you know, stuff like that things are just going well and that you don't have to worry about certain things. You love to hear those. From the 972, my wife and four kids. From the 661, grateful for Sean Sharif getting Jerry Jones to react like that. I am too, because we got our content for the day, baby. This is a good day, a great Tuesday if you ask me.
Now Torres 633 on YouTube, and Bill Bates, I'm pretty sure it's not the Bill Bates who
could
played
be
for the Dallas Cowboys.
I could be.
Says, I'm grateful that the Jones family will no longer have any more of my money, and Bill Bates agrees. Not the Bill Bates who is number 40, who's a multi-time Super Bowl champion, but hey man, let's see if you can stick to it. If you're saying that today, or said it yesterday, or said it after the Packers loss in the playoffs, let's see if you can stay true to that, because if you can and a lot of other people join you, then maybe that would cause change.
See, from the 214, grateful for another day fighting cancer and enjoying my beautiful grandchildren. Many blessings and well wishes to you. Appreciate the insight there. From the 469, I turned 27 today and I'm grateful for that. Blessed. Happy birthday to you, 469. From the 214, got to take my daughter to the fair and have a great time. Grateful for that. I still need to make my way out there. Hopefully sometime this week or this weekend. That would be lovely. Missed it last year, so I saw some of the great new food options that are out there. Need to get my paws on some of those for sure. Keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. Something I'm grateful for today, you know, just waking up and being here is really fun. And I did see someone on the text line say, the fact that I enjoy going to work, that's something I can agree with, you know, getting to hang out with you guys 5 days a week. You know, more times than not, it does not feel like work. It feels like we're just coming in, hanging out with the Tolos, hanging out with each other, just having some good conversation about some dumb little sports that, you know, don't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Kind of like Cena said, it's a small speck on the giant, you know, universe that we live in. But, you know, it's what we love and it's what we care about. So I'm happy that we get to do that every day.
The what you're saying right there on work, I look at this as job lotto. It really is. Like you land in this kind of thing. It is conversation with friends, people that you like being around. It really is a lot more fun than other jobs I've had in my life.
I agree with you. Do you think Kevin would say that about me?
Not at all, Mike. Actually, as a matter of fact, somebody just texted this in. Mike, you weren't here for this. Kevin, I don't know what he was doing. Somebody just texted in and said they are grateful that the stars are making Kevin eat crow right now.
Okay, I saw this on Twitter. Kevin wants the Stars to lose every game so his Cowboys can win.
It was the first game of the season, and we were talking about how important it was, and Kevin was like, it's not that important. And we were like, are you kidding me? This is important. This is a turning point in the season right now.
After this game's over, there's only 81 left.
Exactly. And then guess what? Game two, they win that one. Game three, they win that one too. They start off hot. They care about the season. Kevin didn't think that was that big of a deal. The Stars are taking it as a big deal. I'm glad you guys understand how serious it is to start a season.
It is so serious. And you know what else is serious to wrap things up here? This guy is not feeling very lucky today, not feeling very fortunate. A man in Wales. Have you ever heard of somebody suing a landfill?
Well, I feel like it was in Parks and Recreation that Chris Pratt's character.
Yeah. Now that you say that, there's a good fictional example. Yeah. This one, unfortunately, is very real for this man. He is filing a lawsuit in Wales against a landfill for not letting him search their landfill for a hard drive that he accidentally threw away. Now, you're like, it's a hard drive. What, family pictures, maybe some work documents or tax documents or something? Nope. But this is a very similar hard drive to one that he just uses for nonsense. But this one was filled with his Bitcoin stash that he started building in 2009.
Dang.
So he bought low and he bought an estimated, it looks like 8,000 Bitcoin.
Jeez.
So he is now suing this landfill for, in the US conversion right there, Mike, $647 million. To try
probably
to get
like
his Bitcoin back.
Million euro.
Yeah. So he is now suing that landfill for over $500 million to try to get his hard drive back, or at least the estimated value of it. So don't throw away things before you, especially stuff that's digital like that. Don't throw it away before you check it, because you might be out on $647 million.
Well, man, that is, I don't want to lose that kind of money.
Who would have known you could lose Bitcoin?
Yeah, nobody
knew.
But
it was impossible.
You just had, the coin's always there.
Call up Dak. He says we're all rookies in it, and we're all, he's not a rookie in Bitcoin anymore.
Coming up next, Gridiron Gravy. You got a big trade for Davante Adams, but also the first trade of the Jaguars fire sale has already happened. Next on the Fan.
All right, man, if you're feeling like the Jaguars, they have no testosterone over there. All right, so if your testosterone could be low, probably is low. I have no clue if it's low or not. But if you're feeling tired, lazy, lack of focus, lack of energy, these things can happen with age. If you're kind of, let's say, in your 30s or above, your testosterone could have gone down with age. Mine did. Didn't know it till I went to Men's T Clinic and got my numbers tested. This was over a decade ago. I can remember meeting Bobby and Derek, and they said, look, we were getting testosterone replacement therapy from someplace else. But it became a cattle call. They weren't listening to us. We just went in, got a shot, and got out of there. And we could tell that it wasn't making as much of a difference anymore. This is where Men's T Clinic is different than the other places. They're going to treat you like an individual. They are going to go over how you're feeling, how you're doing. Do you need maybe a little bit more? Do we need a little bit less? There's also other therapies that can help out there too. The best thing to do right now is to go to mensteeclinic.com. You go to mensteeclinic.com, check out the locations, five locations here, then give them a call, 972-GO-MEN'S-T, 972-GO-MEN'S-T. All the therapies there are online. Give them a call, get your numbers checked, and then you get back to being you. It's amazing. This is covered by your insurance. If you don't have insurance, cash options are available. Guys, let's get back to being you through Men's T Clinic.
Lawrence over the middle, intercepted. Picked off by Josh Blackwell.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Mike Bacsik, and Alec Medford all hanging out with you today as Kevin Hakeland will be back from Vermont tomorrow. Yeah, he went to Vermont, Mike. So
he likes syrup.
He does like syrup. He likes apples, I think. That's what he's doing. You know, Kevin, though, he just wants to go be somewhere else so Jess can be happy. It's really more about checking off the states for him because he's trying to get to, this will be 49, and then Hawaii will be the only one left that he hasn't gone to.
And that's full of water, so he probably really hates that place.
He will not want to be at a beach, but he wants to go to Hawaii at some point, probably for the lei, because that's what they put in the flower necklace that they give you whenever you get there. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. I want to say that I appreciate all the texts. The message board on YouTube right now is going insane. The message board on the Twitch, a lot of stuff going on there. Look, guys, next week, Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton will be here. All right. The week after that, they'll be here. They're a damn good show. And they're going to continue to stick around. So don't concern yourself too much with that.
Jerry does, in a way, a small way, have the power to fire us.
Okay.
But not for that. If that makes sense. But if there was a strong case, Jerry could say, Mike Bacsik, I would probably be candidate number one,
yes,
to be honest. Mike Bacsik is done, or I'm never coming on the station again.
Okay.
And he would probably win that battle.
If he's there was never right gone. Cause.
Yeah, and there would have to be a cause where our bosses, Purdy and Spittle, would feel like you are making a valid case on why we should let him go. He's never come close to, I know today what he said, and I'm sure, in a way, I'm sure he regrets a little bit. Maybe he doesn't, but...
And maybe he did say, I'll just go to a different show on the station. Maybe that's a reality that Sean was saying, but A, the check we get says Odyssey. It has never said Jerry Jones, so it's always said Odyssey. Yeah. But the other thing, too, is in this relationship, those were legitimate questions. Now, maybe there's similar questions that Jerry's had frustrations about and doesn't really think that he's wrong and doesn't want to answer it the way they want. But I thought that they did a fine job at it.
Sure.
Nothing was personal. It wasn't an attack on anything. So, look, man. What the boss is doing, great work on his part, great work on the morning show's part, and G-Bag Nation, fantastic work on their part as well. All right, so Justin Fields out. Russell Wilson is in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin was asked, does Russell Wilson have the mobility of Justin Fields? And he said, no, he does not. Justin's legs are an X factor. It remains to be seen, and that's one of the cute things about this discussion, is will it impact the Raiders or the Steelers offense this week? I think I saw Nick Nepik, one of our former coworkers, say he's a Steelers fan. He said it'll be kind of the same, but with less running. Because Russell Wilson's not the same thrower that he used to be. He doesn't trust his arm as much as he used to either. So there are a lot of things there that I think are going to be different, but you won't have the flashy run plays, but you might have a little bit more of an accurate thrower.
Mr. Unlimited.
And Mr. Unlimited.
I've been gone so long, I wasn't even here for the Steelers game. Justin Fields is below average, right? Like, this is the right, this is the right decision, and let's just see what Russell Wilson's worse. But what does it matter? If we have the 24th best starting quarterback in the NFL, I'm just throwing out a number there with Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. What does it matter? If he's the 26th worst quarterback, or best quarterback, I should say, and Russell Wilson, then we'll make the decision. We'll go with the other below average guy. But aren't they dealing with two below average,
yes.
And just trying to see if one of them can be average.
I think the real hope was that Justin Fields, just the change of scenery, a change of use, the right place would be a benefit to him. So far, it hasn't been.
He had the same crap defense.
Mm-hmm.
that Jared Goff went against, right?
Yep.
Except he was at home, and he put up 17
Actually,
points.
I'll be honest, Mike. They played great. They played really good defense. That was the one game you're like, they played really good defense.
But did they play good? Yes.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
But then they got to go against Lions a crap quarterback with not good receivers, with a an overrated first-round running back. So I think that
Lions offense far superior to the Steelers.
And I get that the Steelers don't have a good offensive line either. That was going into that game as, hey, they have a beat up bad offensive line. But I think it goes to show against this Cowboys defense until Micah Parsons comes back and then maybe a couple other pieces, you should be able to score 30 easy and get up to 50. 30 to 50 is what you should get against this Cowboys defense.
It really did feel, Mike, Sunday felt like a preseason game for the Cowboys with the people that were thrown out there. And it looked like a starting team from the Lions playing against a preseason Cowboys team. And that's why the score turned that way. And they wanted to beat the Cowboys. They wanted to beat the snot out of them because of what happened the year before in the regular season. The Jets are finalizing a blockbuster trade for Davante Adams. It is a conditional third-round draft pick that could improve to a second-round selection, according to all the reporters out there. For the pick to improve to a second-rounder, Adams must be a first- or second-team All-Pro this season or be on the Jets' active roster for the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. So that's what the sources are saying there, is that for it to be a second-rounder, all those things have to be met. And that makes sense. Look, the Raiders aren't competitive. They went and got Davante Adams because they were like, we can pair him up with Derek Carr. We can be a competitive team against the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs, this Justin Herbert group, and whatever the Broncos are. So they went and got Davante Adams, and then they weren't competitive. So they moved on from Derek Carr, and they've looked bad ever since. And Davante Adams the entire time has been like, if the culture isn't good here, I don't want to be here because y'all aren't going to let me change it. The Raiders are going to be who the Raiders are going to be. And so he wants to go somewhere else. And so they're getting something in return for it. So that is the move with Davante Adams. He did take a red eye into New Jersey this morning with the deal basically in place, doing a physical to get the deal finalized this afternoon. So I think the Jets are going to take on the balance of Adams' contract, whatever's left over. I think that's about he was $17 million, so about $11.5 million is left for them to take. So there's a lot going on there. And that's a big move. That's a big, bold move to make something like that happen. I don't know if it's going to be enough for the Jets. I just think there's so many other problems, but that is a significant shift in the offensive abilities over there. This is an interesting one. Brian Callahan, who asked his quarterback, what the F are you doing earlier in the season, has said that Will Levis needs to get his confidence going. You literally asked your quarterback, what the F are you doing? And now you're like, he needs a little bit of success too. He needs to get his confidence going. I think we have a guy who has potential to be really good quarterback, and so far haven't met that potential. We have to keep working at it. I think that's just a coach right there that's saying, I don't have any other options at this point, and I really need this guy to work out for me, for my job, and for the team's success, because right now this dude is not working out. That's Brian Callahan there. The Jaguars did make their trade.
Callahan Auto Parts.
No, that's different. Those were brakes, I believe. O'Callahan's. Jaguars did trade Roy Robertson Harris to the Seattle Seahawks for a 2026 sixth-round pick. They, Mike, look like they're sellers already.
They should be.
Okay.
Cut your hair or trade them. At this point, I'd tell Trevor, and Trevor probably would like to get traded, but that team's going nowhere in a hurry. They're going to have to get a new head coach, whether it's 2 weeks from now or at the end of the season. And it's not the head coach's fault. Trevor Lawrence sucks. Doug Peterson sucks. Their defense stinks. It's just a bad team. You name something with Jack. Hey, Con, if you're listening or whoever, you guys stink. Figure it out.
The other thing, Deshaun Watson, according to Kevin Stefanski, despite not winning very much this season, Stefanski says Deshaun Watson still gives the team the best chance to win these football games. So I think it's more along the lines of, look, man, we paid this dude a lot of money. I have no other option there as well. It sounds like that's the situation there. And then Sean Payton says, hey, man, going back to New Orleans, it's all about the game. There's going to be a lot of emotions playing against New Orleans, but it's all about the game. That was one of the things for me that kind of frustrated me a little bit when Mike McCarthy went back to Green Bay for the first time. The video of him touching the grass and walking the field and just, I get it. There's a lot of emotions there, but man, I need you to be locked in on this team. They ended up losing that game. I was frustrated, but I understand, man. You spend a lot of time in a certain place. You're going to have some connections to it, but that's where Sean Payton's mind says he currently is at the moment. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, this discussion's been going on a lot. We're going to have this conversation, the case for and the case against Mike McCarthy being fired, next on The Fan.